Human and Religious Rights Changes in Vietnam Opens Doors. Bible school students are preparing for ministry in Indonesia, and a church planning coalition is set to meet goals in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. House may be considering the Vietnam Human Rights Act of 2007 after the bill survived the Foreign Affairs Committee. It focuses on Vietnam's suppression of religious freedom and human rights. The church struggles under communism, but persecuted believers appreciate the support of the body of Christ. WorldServe's David Hunt translated the thanks of a pastor who's evangelizing in North Vietnam.
We know that you're with us and praying for us, and just a few minutes ago, he asked for strength.
Hunt says an incredible door has opened into the country.
By the end of this month, the first 10,000 copies will be printed. It is the most historic single printing, in my view, that we've ever had in Vietnam, because this is a communist nation. A church that is not recognized is being given the ability to both print and distribute the Bibles, and they are going to be distributed from the end of this month on to believers all over the country.
Next, monsoon rains are common in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal. But this year, the rains are especially bad. Christians are beginning to take action. India Partners Brent Hample says India Partners is one of those organizations. He describes the situation.
Close to 2,000 people are confirmed dead. Close to 30 million people have been affected. In India, over 1,000 have died, and over 18 million are homeless. Tens of thousands of livestock have died, goats and buffaloes.
Which is their main source of income. India Partners needs your help. $30 can help a family of five for 3 weeks with more than just food.
It can open doors for people to come to know a loving God. Many people in India cannot even conceive of a God that cares for them and loves them. By going in and freely giving, it's just like grace from our Father.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The All India Christian Council reports that Gujarat's ruling party is moving this month to reenact a dormant anti-conversion law written in 2003. Believers are concerned the law will encourage bigotry and hate campaigns. Many think evangelists will suffer increased police brutalities and miscarriages of justice, especially in rural areas. The law bans conversion, and violators face up to 4 years in prison and a hefty fine. Pray for wisdom for those involved in Christian work in Gujarat. Meanwhile, in Indonesia, a national ministry has proven particularly effective in evangelism. AMG International's Paul Jenks says church growth is taking off, which brings its own challenges to long-term ministry.
We have a group now of about 400 churches that have affiliated together in an independent church movement. And these churches are very eager to see new churches planted and young men and women trained. And so this is really an exciting continuing opportunity for AMG to stay involved in seeing people come to Christ.
AMG's Berita Hit-Up Seminary in Solo will play an integral role in this. Jenks says their training opens new doors for outreach.
We can see graduates with the credentials to go into the public school to be teachers there. And this gives them not only a livelihood, but also gives them an opportunity to be a voice for the gospel there in their local communities, and it's been a very successful strategy for us.
And Slava Gospel Association continues actively praying for the coalitions of churches who support the Antioch Initiative across Russia. The project's a biblically structured, proactive strategy which seeks to develop key regional impact churches capable of training, sending, and equipping in order to plant more churches. So far, 19 coalitions are in place. SGA staff are praying for the Lord to raise up many more to help support the goal of 50 Antioch churches in Russia by the year 2010. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month is just around the corner, Ramadan. It begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.